Oil producers managed to significantly reduce their above-ground inventories over the last 2 years. What would this do to oil prices?
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
Forecasting oil prices with any reasonable accuracy appears to be beyond the scientific abilities of many economists, particularly this one. At times, it appears that this task is more of an art rather than science. Let's look at the factors which are at play in the oil market. Basic methodology of any price analysis is to break the market into its primary components, supply and demand. It was almost 4 years ago after price of oil climbed all the way up to $107 a barrel when it started a long descent all the way down to 30 bucks. Does anybody still remember when gasoline prices dropped below $2 a gallon? Oh, okay, that was 2 years ago and it lasted for 10 weeks from January through March. Cushing, Oklahoma is a vital transshipment and storage facility in the U.S. Its storage reserves rose to 40 million barrels before oil prices collapsed in 2014. Through 2016 and 17, Cushing's reserves rose close to 70 million barrels. It should be added that maintaining that level of reserves was pretty expensive. Those reserves were significantly drained, particularly over the last 12 months, and they have now dropped all the way back to around 24 million barrels, which is close to its average before the Great Recession. Pricing models are a lot more complicated than just current supply and demand. And particularly in the case of oil, politics also plays a major role in forecasting. Of note is the coincidence of the friendlier relationship between US and Saudis and the rise in price of oil from $48 in September of last year to 75 bucks at this taping. Okay, back to the economics. OPEC initially managed to cut back production by more than 1 million barrels a day early in 2017 and has still managed to keep their production level below its previous years. The $30 a barrel oil prices of 2016 was unusual and short-term market reaction. Oil prices are now hovering around 75 bucks a barrel, partially helped by a significant cutback in U.S. oil production in 2016 and early 2017. We are, however, expecting to see record U.S. oil production in 2019. Gasoline prices have increased by only 12% over the last 12 months, while oil prices rose by 45%. Historically, the relationship is the other way around, as almost always gasoline prices rise faster than oil prices. Unfortunately, that relationship has not disappeared. It has only been delayed. Gasoline and home heating oil prices are expected to rise in the coming weeks, while $2 a gallon gas is clearly way back in the rear view mirror, $3 a gallon gas is rapidly becoming visible through the front windshield. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.